Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy Letum. Letum is an important first aid remedy, and will be found in most all homeopathic first aid kits. Basically, you should remember letum for puncture wounds, especially to prevent infection, and also to lessen pain and speed up healing. The wound requiring letum will often feel cold to the touch, yet not feel cold to the patient. In fact, it'll feel better by applying cold to the hurt part. Also, letum is used for bruising, like arnica, especially a black eye. Letum can also be used for a long-lasting discoloration after injury. Black and blue spots may have turned green. Letum is a good remedy for insect stings and has even been used for Lyme disease. Of course, if you have any serious or chronic condition like Lyme disease, please consult an experienced doctor or homeopath, as there may, for one thing, be many other remedies that can help a chronic illness. A person who could benefit from letum is worse from motion, or worse from moving the affected part. The remedy letum has been used for chronic problems, one keynote being arthritis beginning below, such as in the feet, and eventually traveling upward in the body over time. A mind symptom includes an aversion to being moved around. Symptoms can feel worse at night, and there may even be a tendency to get sprains. Letum is also called wild rosemary, and its leaves contain a volatile oil that smells like camphor. It makes sense that it has antiseptic properties. The generic name comes from the Greek word woolly robe, and refers to the woolly hairs on the underside of the leaves. Another name for this plant is marsh tea, and was used after the infamous tea tax was introduced during the American colonies in 1773 as a tea substitute. Now there's an example of thinking globally and acting locally. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.